Welcome to the first official episode of Fantasy End Zone. I'm your host, Jake. Today I'll be talking about the AFC teams and their offseason moves, where players got drafted to, which players signed where, and who left the teams. So if you haven't been paying too much attention to the offseason, don't worry, I got you covered. We'll start with NFC North, and we'll start with the Baltimore Ravens. In the fourth round through the draft for skilled positions, they selected Des Walker from UNC. He ran a 4.38. He should be taking the Odell Beckham Jr. role, as he should beat out Nelson Aguilar that just re-signed. They also drafted in the fifth round Rashid Ali from Marshall. He was in competition with Justice Hill, but everything that I've read and seen, Justice Hill should be running the backup running back to King Henry, so leaving Rashid Ali as the number three, unless if Keaton Mitchell comes back from his ACL and somehow comes back and dominates just like he was before he got the injury. We'll see. Devin Leary is a backup quarterback. He might not even make the team. He's facing Josh Johnson, the journeyman, for the backup to Lamar. He was drafted out of Kentucky in the sixth round. Their offseason adds and re-signs. Like I said, Josh Johnson to 1 year. Nelson Aguilar re-signed. Deontay Hardy, he signed with them for 1 year, but that's probably because they lost Devin Duvernay. So he should take over the special teams and punt returns. But the big offseason move was Derrick Henry from Tennessee Titans, now a Baltimore Raven. My guess is that he's going to sign, or he signed a 2-year, $16 million, but my guess is that he's going to have 12 to 15 rushing touchdowns this year in that offense, which Gus the Bus, not the most gifted back in the league or fastest or strongest, unlike Derrick Henry's probably the strongest running back in the league, he should get just as many touchdowns as Gus Edwards last year, if not more. The offseason departures are Tyler Huntley, the Pro Bowl Tyler Huntley, Delvin Cook, and like I said, Gus the Bus, Gus Edwards, him and J.K. Dobbins, which is recovering still from injuries all throughout his career. They both actually went from one Harbaugh to the new Harbaugh in Los Angeles Chargers. Melvin Gordon, Odell Beckham signed with the Dolphins. Devin Duvernay, like I said, he was their kick return special teams player. He went to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Treadwell, former first round, he's not signed currently. After that, we got the Cincinnati Bengals through the draft. In the third round, they drafted Jermaine Burton out of Alabama. He's going to be good, I feel, just based on how he was at Alabama. Always got open, found the soft spot in the zone. He's also being wide receiver three on this team currently. And we all know T. Higgins should probably be gone after this year, signing the franchise tag. But so he should take over the Tyler Boyd, which last year he vacated 98 targets. And we already know that T. Higgins has missed time, as well as Jamar Chase, so he could step up and be that number two role in the future. Eric All, out of Iowa, was drafted in the fourth round, a tight end. We all know how tight ends are, but this year I think Mike Gesicki is going to be the tight end one for this team. They also drafted Tanner McLaurin, tight end out of Arizona, which I don't see anything really happening. I think he's more of a hybrid fullback slash tight end. Their key free agents and re-signings, one of my favorites just because he won me a dynasty league, Jake Browning, re-signed. Thank God for him. I had him. Travion Williams, which just got hurt today, as well as signing Zach Moss to a 2-year deal, $8 million. He will compete with Chase Brown, which everything I've seen is looking like Chase Brown's going to be the early workhorse for this offense. Like I said, T. Higgins did sign his franchise tag. Most likely next year he's gone, if not traded by deadline. Trenton Irwin, he's re-signed with the Bengals, but I could see him being wide receiver 4, wide receiver 5, just how it's going to play out. But he did get a lot of opportunities last year with everyone being banged up. And new tight end, Mike Gesicki, 1 year, $3.25 million. They also re-signed Tanner Hudson and Drew Sample. So those two are back as well as Eric All. So they have four new tight ends. Well, two new tight ends and Gesicki and All. Their key departures, A.J. McCarron, which we all know, amazing AFL, XFL quarterback. Tyler Boyd, like I said, did go to the Tennessee Titans. Irv Smith is now a Chiefs. Mitchell Wilcox is a Patriots. The biggest one that they lost was Joe Mixon, which they traded to Houston Texans in the offseason. The Cleveland Browns are next. Through the draft, they only got Jamari Thrash. They're still feeling the effects of trading their whole team and future for Baltimore, as in Deshaun Watson. But Jamari Thrash is a wide receiver out of Louisville. I don't see him really doing much this year. He probably will compete with Elijah Moore after Amari Cooper and Jerry Jeudy should be their wide receiver 1 and 2. The big free agents and re-signings, they did get, once again, Pro Bowl Tyler Huntley to a contract. They also got Jameis Winston to a 1 year, could be up to 8.7. And with Deshaun Watson's injury history and everything else in his past, one of these two quarterbacks very well can end the season and maybe start next year for him if they don't decide to get a different quarterback or if they want to stick with Deshaun Watson, whatever the case may be. They also signed Devontae Foreman, which got hurt earlier this offseason. In training camp, Nyheim Hines, who knows if he could keep on staying healthy. He's got so much potential, but like I said, he can't stay healthy, and it's very, very hard. And they traded for Jerry Jeudy from the Broncos for a fifth and a sixth round pick. Then he signed a 3-year extension with the Browns up to $58 million. They also got wide receiver James Poche, and they re-signed him. Their key departures are Jeff Drexel, which went to Commanders. Their saving grace player from last year at the end of the season, Joe Flacco, now a Colt. P.J. Walker, Seattle now. Kareem Hunt is no one signed him, as well as Marquise Goodwin. For tight ends, they lost Harrison Bryant. He is now Las Vegas Raider. The last team in the AFC North is the Steelers through the draft. In the draft, they drafted Roman Wilson out of Michigan, third round. And with Deontay Johnson gone with a trade this offseason to the Panthers, it opens up a whole bunch of targets and everything else that he could easily fill in and be that void, as long as his ankle or leg that he had hurt this past couple weeks ago doesn't keep on lingering. But also, we got to watch out for Brandon Ayuk. The rumors are that Ayuk and Steelers are bound to be a match made in heaven. But we won't know until we see. So right now I really like Roman Wilson kind of later in redraft leagues, if, and also in startup dynasty leagues or your rookie dynasty leagues if you still haven't done those. That's all they did for skilled position players in the draft. They signed and redesigned their whole quarterback room starting with Kyle Allen. Not much to say about him. But they also did sign Russell Wilson to a veteran minimum because Broncos decided to trade their whole future for a player, and they only got 2 years out of him. Also, they traded for Justin Fields, which in exchange they only got a 2025 conditional day three pick, which it's amazing what Steelers are getting for basically a guy that probably won't even make the team anyways next year. But I believe that Justin Fields will start at least 2 to 3 games toward the end of the year, just because why not? If you're not making anything or playoff runs and Justin Fields is there, why not see what you have on your team? And with Arthur Smith loving to run the ball, who knows what can happen? And we all know Justin Fields is a cheat code in fantasy, and we'll see how he plays. They also did get Van Jefferson, Scott Mitchell, Quaz Watkins, but I think he's actually cut now. But they also did sign running back, wide receiver Cordell Patterson, and like I said, Arthur Smith is their new offense coordinator, so he's back into having him as his offensive coordinator. The key departures, once again, they rearranged the whole quarterback room. Kenny Pickett traded to Eagles. Mason Rudolph signed with Tennessee Titans. Mitch Trubisky went back to the Bills where he was before he got signed on the Steelers a couple years ago. Miles Boykins and Allen Robinson both are now on the Giants. And earlier mentioned, I did say Deontay Johnson was traded to the Panthers. The next division we'll talk about is the AFC East. And the Bills' rookie class draft is, after trading a couple times in the first round and trading back to number 33 overall the first day, first pick of day two, Keenan Coleman out of Florida State. He should be their wide receiver one, maybe wide receiver two, depending on Curtis Samuel or Shakir. But he should get a lot of targets with a whole bunch of vacates. Most likely, Dalton Kincaid will be the leading target on this team, but it's all who knows. And also in the fourth round, they drafted big body running back Ray Davis out of Kentucky. Most likely, he probably won't push too much for touches compared to James Cook, besides goal lines. And that might be just because they don't want Josh Allen getting hurt, because we all know if you have him hurt, you have Mitch Trubisky as your backup. And, I mean, we've seen through the Bears and Steelers how that actually works. And their free agent signings and re-signs, once again, Mitch Trubisky signed a 2-year deal. They also had Chase Claypool, who is actually now on the IR, so we won't see anything from him. I mentioned earlier Curtis Samuel. He signed a 3-year, $30 million. Mac Hollins, the barefoot god. And also MVS, Marcus Valdes-Scantlin. I can see him not making the team. I haven't heard much out of reports or camps. And they also signed Ty Johnson for running back. Their key departures, like I said, their wide receiver room is depleted. Hardening, which is most likely because they don't want him, and they also got 4.2 cap relief. And Trent Sherfield went to the Vikings. Gabe Davis as well, their wide receiver two last year, is Jacksonville. But the biggest one is Stephon Diggs, their wide receiver one and top 10 finisher in the last few years. He did get traded to Houston Texans. And that was for a fifth in 2025 and a second. They also released Nyheim Hines, Latavius Murray, and Damian Harris actually retired. The second team in the AFC East is the Miami Dolphins, And if you know Miami, if you got speed, you got talent, you're going to be probably drafted by them. And that's no other than round four, Jalen Wright out of Tennessee. He runs a 4.3 40 and just amazing effort. And he shows so much comparability to Alvin Kamara in his game and can catch out of the backfield, switch directions, and has speed on top of it. In the sixth round, they got Malik Washington out of Virginia. He should have probably went higher. I thought he was going to go in the fourth or fifth round, to be honest, but I feel like they could get a steal. But with now signing of Odell Beckham, and you already have Tyreek Hill, and you have Jalen Waddle, you might be wide receiver four. But, I mean, like every team, there's always a player that goes down, and he might step up. And their last pick in the seventh round, they took Tahaj Washington out of USC. Their free agent signings and re-signings, they signed Savad Ahmed still for running backs. They re-signed Raheem Mostert to a two-year deal. Braxton Berrios, they signed Rivercraft. And Jalen Waddle actually signed a three-year extension up to almost $85 million. And like I said, Odell Beckham Jr., 1 year, $8.25 million. And they do have new tight ends and Jody Forrester that came over from the Chiefs. And there was reports he was doing really good in camp, and I believe he got injured as well. And also, Jonnu Smith, a two-year, $10 million deal. Their key departures is Robbie Chosen Anderson, the one. Whatever he goes by, I don't know anymore at this point, but he's just irrelevant. He's not signed, to my knowledge, currently. Chase Claypool, like I said, to the Bills. Cedric Wilson to the Saints. Tyler Kroft is a tight end, and he's not got picked up yet. The third team in the AFC East is J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. In the third round, they drafted Yak King Malachi Corley out of Western Kentucky. He's really good. He just reminds me of big body, strong. He just does so much stuff after the catch. That's why he calls himself the Yak King. He reminds me of Deebo Samuel, just younger and experienced. I mean, obviously coming out of college, he's not going to have too much. He did break out this last year at Western Kentucky. He, in the offseason, stayed in one of Aaron Rodgers' guest rooms, how many ever he has up there. In the fourth round, they drafted probably the backup to Breece Hall and running back Braylon Allen out of Wisconsin. He's just a big physical back. And for Dynasty Leagues, if you haven't done your Dynasty redraft or startup or rookies, he's probably a good target just because of the volume, and he's only 20 years old. I think he's the youngest one in the draft currently. In the fifth round, they also drafted Jordan Travis out of Florida State. He's still recovering from his ACL toward the end of the year with their undefeated team before they got smacked in the bowl game. In the fifth round, also they drafted Isaiah Davis out of South Dakota State. He's probably going to be running back three, maybe four, to Igbana. We'll see how that all plays out during preseason. Their key additions this offseason is Mike Williams, opposite of Garrett Wilson, and he signed a one-year deal up to $15 million. If this guy can stay healthy, I could see him getting 8 to 9 touchdowns just because just a big body wide receiver and target in the red zone, and Aaron Rodgers would love to have nothing more than a big body in the red zone. I could see him doing the back shoulder throw to him. But just in case if Aaron Rodgers gets, hurt again, they did sign Tyrod Taylor to a 2-year deal, replacing their probably the best quarterback in Jets history. Just kidding, Zach Wilson. But if you are doing kickers in your dynasty league, they did re-sign Greg the Leg, Greg Zuerlein. Their key departures, like I said, Zach Wilson got traded to the Broncos. Trevor Siemian, he's not currently signed. Randall Cobb retired / went to the SEC Network, so who knows if he'll be back. Corey Davis, he's already still gone. And tight end CJ Uzma. The final team in the AFC North is the New England Patriots. They had the 3rd overall draft pick, where they took Drake May in this year's draft from UNC. He's just reminds me a lot like Josh Allen, pretty raw, but he has the upside of running it in at the goal line. I don't know if he's the next Tom Brady, but I highly doubt, because Tom Brady's by far the best quarterback of all time. But to help May, they drafted Jalen Polk out of Washington. He was their number 2 wide receiver out of Washington behind Roma Dunze. But also, they drafted Javon Baker from UCF in the 4th round. And they also drafted quarterback Joe Milton, which he transferred to Tennessee after getting beat out by J.J. McCarthy. And there's so much hype about him doing so well in camp and his rookie preseason debut. He had that one great touchdown pass. I don't see him pressing Drake May at all. I think it's just more hype than anything else. But once again, you never know about your starting quarterback. It could be a RG3 and Kirk Cousins situation, where RG3 was number 2 overall or 3 number overall, and he got hurt. Kirk Cousins came in and played his butt off, and they just didn't really care too much after that. If you're winning games, that's all that matters. In the 7th round, they took tight end Jaheim Bell out of Florida State. He might not even make the team. He's just a smaller tight end in the league. He doesn't have the big size that you want out of a tight end. They're free agents and re-signings. They had Jacoby Brissett, which I see him starting maybe 2-3 games, 4 games. That is a 1-year, $8 million deal. Nathan Rorick, they re-signed him. They also added Antonio Gibson, 3-year deal to the backfield. Ramondre Stevenson did agree to a 4-year extension, though. So it should be Ramondre Stevenson's backfield to lose. He might lose a little bit of pass catching out of the backfield to Gibson, just because Gibson's out of the backfield is really good, and to save Stevenson. They also re-sign Kendrick Bourne, Jalen Reagor, Hunter Henry. The new signings, they got KJ Osborne, Austin Hooper, and Mitchell Wilcox. Their key departures and skilled positions is Mac Jones. They traded him to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Zeke Elliott, which he went back again to the Dallas Cowboys. Devontae Parker retired. Mike Gesicki signed with the Bengals. Next division we're going to talk about is the AFC South. And we'll start with the Houston Texans. They're rookies. They didn't have too much, but they did get Cade Stover, tight end out of Ohio State in the 4th, and Jawar Jordan out of Louisville. I don't know much if he's going to even make the team, but most likely practice squad in my eyes. I don't see him pushing for more playing time. He's got a lot. He's pretty raw and has a lot to learn. Their key free agents / re-signings, or even trades, like Joe Mixon, they acquired from the Bengals. He's going to be their running back 1. Damian Pierce, and we've seen last year that he's just a afterthought now after that sensational rookie year, and with Devin Singletary toward the end of the year killing it, I can see Joe Mixon doing the same, keeping Damian Pierce away from him. They also re-signed Dar Onguata. They also did re-sign Noah Brown, Nico Collins, 3 years, $72 million. They did acquire Ben Skronik from the Rams in exchange for a late-round pick and swap. They re-signed Dalton Schultz to a 3 year, $36 million. But one of the biggest acquisitions is getting that true alpha wide receiver one and Stephon Diggs. There's so many mouths to feed in this offense, but you got to love it for CJ Stroud. I mean, you got Joe Mixon as your running back. Okay, he's been running back one in pretty much every last 5 years. You get Stephon Diggs, which is a true number one receiver, and we've seen it. I mean, he slowed down toward the end of last season, but hey, he's still Stephon Diggs. And pair him up with, on the other outside, is Nico Collins, which we seen last year. He had his blow-up year, and even during the playoffs, he killed. First play was, 75-yard touchdown. And then in the slot or on the outside, you still got recovering injury from injury in Tank Dell, and he caught one pass this first preseason game again and got a touchdown, 33 yards. I mean, they got so many mouths. Oh, Dalton Schultz as well. And we've seen what Noah Brown, when he's healthy, and what he did last year. I mean, how can you not like CJ Stroud as a dynasty or fantasy player? He's just got so many people to throw to or check down or people in his backfield to help him out. The key departure, Devin Singletary. You replace that with Joe Mixon and you're good. You're good. You're going to be successful. Devin Singletary, okay, whatever, bye. The next team is Indianapolis Colts, and their draft class, they added A.D. Mitchell from Texas in the second round. He kept sliding and sliding and sliding, and Colts finally said, you know what, let's take him. So that's what they did, and I could see him being wide receiver two or three on this team. They also drafted Anthony Gold out of Oregon State in the fifth round. He's pretty much a big body back or wide receiver. Key signings and re-signings is re-signing Michael Pittman, 3 years, $70 million. So they locked him up for the near future. They did sign Trey Sermon, which currently should be the Colts running back two to Jonathan Taylor. And with Joe Flacco being sensational toward the end of the year last year, I think he was the NFL's comeback player of the year, signing a 1 year deal up to $8.57 million. And we know how Anthony Richardson, who knows if he's going to play, you know, he might only play 11 quarters again, and he's got to learn how to slide. He's got, you know, that bad shoulder. You never know what's going to happen. So having him as a clear-cut backup with Gardner Minshew leaving in the offseason to Las Vegas Raiders and a couple other departures for the Colts was Zach Moss now on the Bengals. So they filled that void with Sermon. Also, Isaiah McKenzie, which he wasn't much of anything last year relevant. He went to the Giants. The next team is Jacksonville Jaguars in the rookie class draft. They drafted Brian Thomas Jr. in the first round, 23rd overall. This guy has amazing speed, and the only downfall to me is that he's a basket catcher. He catches the ball more towards his chest than with his hands. But during even the preseason, caught a 41-yard touchdown or 41-yard pass, I believe. And he's just got so much speed. And, I mean, maybe Trevor Lawrence has something there. They drafted a running back in the fifth, Colleen Robinson, the backup last year to Jonathan Brooks. And once again, if you're doing kickers, they drafted Cam Little out of Arkansas. It's just always going to be a kicking battle between any teams. Their key free agents and re-signings, they signed at the time Trevor Lawrence to one of the richest quarterback deals, 5-year extension worth $275. $200 of it is guaranteed. They also acquired Mac Jones from the Patriots in exchange for the 6th-round pick, but that 6th-round pick turned into Joe Milton. Who knows who got the better end of that deal? They re-signed D'Ernest Johnson to a 1-year deal. Gabe Davis signed a 3-year, $39 million deal with them. And special team kick returner Devin Duvernay is signed with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Their key losses is going to be 3 wide receivers, Jamal Agnew, which they just replaced his special teams ability with Devin Duvernay. Calvin Ridley was hugely sought by New England, and most thought he was going to go there, but he turned down the big money contract, went to Tennessee Titans, their rival, Jacksonville's rival, but, I mean, he still got paid pretty good. And Zay Jones got cut and went to the Arizona Cardinals. The final team in this AFC South is the Tennessee Titans. And in the 6th round, they only had one skilled position, and that's Jaquan Jackson of Tulane. Their key additions this offseason or re-signings was Mason Rudolph, 1-year deal. Base value is like less than $3 million for him. Tony Pollard, they signed him for a 3-year, $24 million deal. So him and Tajay Spears kind of have the same type of arc back, and they're elusive and they're more scat backs, and they both could catch. They both have speed, smaller guys. So see those probably going to be like almost 50-50 throughout the season, unless if one just goes off and takes total control. It might be like 55-45, but those two are pretty comparable. And then they also signed Tyler Boyd to a 1-year up to $4.5 million, and Calvin Ridley, 4 years, $92 million deal. So he still got his money, but Patriots were going to pay him more from what I've seen and read. And those two alone are probably going to be the wide receiver 1 and 2 for this team, with DeAndre Hopkins recovering from a sore knee and knee injury. He should be out 4 to 6 weeks, so I could see Calvin Ridley being a big-time add for him, and Will Levis just throwing deep balls to him as long as he gets open. Tyler Boyd, he's always that Mr. Reliable. I mean, Joe Burrow loved him. He vacated 98 targets last year for the Bengals offense. I could see this team being more pass-heavy than run-heavy compared to the previous years with a new head coach. You know, you got Tony Pollard, you got Spears, those more receiving backs than powerhouse like they had for Derrick Henry. Speaking of Derrick Henry, that's one of their biggest losses this offseason is Derrick Henry. Chris Moore, he went to Arizona Cardinals, and quarterback Ryan Tannehill. That was AFC South. Next is AFC West, the last and final division in the AFC we'll be talking about today. We'll start with the Denver Broncos. They had the number 12th pick, and they traded, or they got their new quarterback in Bo Nix out of Oregon in the 1st round. And why not pair with one of your favorite college wide receivers in the 4th round, and Troy Franklin of Oregon as well. In the fifth round, they did get Audric Estime. He's a kind of a big body back out of Notre Dame. He kind of reminds me a lot of Kyren Williams. Not too fast, not slow, but does everything right. They also drafted a seventh round receiver out of Utah, but I highly doubt he's going to make the roster. Their key additions this offseason is Jets' previous best quarterback of all time, just kidding, Zach Wilson. He was acquired for a seventh round pick and in exchange for a sixth. They have a fullback in Michael Burton that re-signed. They also re-signed Lil Jordan Humphrey to a one-year deal, Adam Troutman to a deal. And they also signed Josh Reynolds from the Lions for a two-year up to a $14 million deal. Key departures, like I said earlier, with them putting their future and draft picks and everything else into Russell Wilson a few years ago. He is now released, and they're still paying him big money. But that's what you're going to do when you take a big chance on somebody like that. So he is released, and he went to the Steelers, like I mentioned. And Jerry Jeudy was traded to the Browns. Next team is the back-to-back defending champs, Kansas City Chiefs. And in their first pick in the first round, number 28 overall, Xavier Worthy. And this guy just has mind-blowing wheels. And, I mean, you could probably make the Tyreek Hill speed comparison, not skilled as him. But, I mean, we haven't seen it on the field. While with Patrick Mahomes, he's just going to be amazing, I feel. With who knows what's going on with Rashid Rice, with his off-season troubles and everything. But you have him, you have Hollywood Brown, and you got now Xavier Worthy. It's going to be a pretty stellar offense compared to last year where he only had Marquise Valdez-Scantlin and Rice, which... And obviously, Travis Kelce, you can't ever forget about him. But, you know, he's getting older. He's getting up there in age. And who knows, T-Swift might be holding him down. No, I'm just kidding. He'll never be held down. It's Travis Kelce. But they did maybe find his replacement, Jared Wiley, out of TCU in the fourth round. We'll see what happens with him. He should be the backup to... Well, because the Chiefs lost Jody Foster to Miami this offseason. As their backups, or their free agent signings, they had Carson Wentz to a one-year deal, Clyde Edwards-Helaire to a one-year deal, Luis Rhys-Zentman to a deal. They also re-signed Mecole Hardman. As well, they also extended Travis Kelce, making him the highest paid tight end in the NFL. 2 years up to $34 million. Irv Smith, they signed to a one-year deal. And earlier I mentioned Marquise Hollywood Brown. They did sign him to a one-year deal worth up to $11 million. However, he did hurt his, clavicle, whatever Tyreek Hill had a few years ago with them. And he missed about 4 weeks with that. And being last week, he might miss the first couple games of the season. So just be on the lookout. I'll try to keep you guys informed with everything as well. Their key departures, since they have Carson Wentz now, Blaine Gabbert, he is no longer there. Jared McKinnon, which he's never on a team until... late push playoff time. He usually goes back to the Chiefs. You might as well give him another ring. Marquise Valdez-Scantlin, like I said, he's on the Bills. Richie James and Jordy Forster is now on the Dolphins. Third team in this division is the Las Vegas Raiders. I'd surprise a lot of people with this first pick in their skilled position and first round in general is Travis Bauer, is the tight end Brock Bowers out of Georgia. Probably one of the best highly recruited or scouted tight ends coming out of college that we've known today. Just amazing tight end with his long body, long arms. He's not as heavy as a tight end you'd normally see, but you could see him lining up as a slot receiver since they got rid of Hunter Renfro. And he's going to play all over the field, I believe. And even though they drafted Michael Mayer last year, or Michael Mayer, whatever way it goes, I could see them doing a lot of two tight end sets because they want to run the ball. They want to punch you in the mouth. They want to go old school with having the new head coach, well, the head coach of end of the last year, Antonio Pierce. He wants to do the smash mouth football. They also, in the sixth round, drafted Dylan Lobby out of New Hampshire, which this is probably my biggest steal in rookie drafts just because he's going to be like a white or what's that guy's name from New England? Whitehead. Can't remember his first name, but Whitehead. He's just catches everything out of the backfield, anything and everything. I believe with the Raiders, all their running backs put together, they only had like 280 yards. Well, Dylan Lobby in one game had 295 yards receiving out of the backfield in one game. He's more of a, obviously, pass-catching back, but he's a good steal for rookie drafts or if you have a dynasty leagues that you have a spot. I would highly suggest Dylan Lobby with their free agent signings. They did get Gardner Minshew, which he got a 2-year, $25 million, and he's going to be competing with Aiden O'Connell from last year. It's just going to be hard for some of the receivers, such as Davante Adams. They did re-sign Amir Abdullah. They did sign in the offseason Alexander Mattison to a one-year deal for running back as well. I think he could maybe be a running back too, but he's not going to probably push for catches with Lobby in the back. And they did have Michael Gallup, but he did retire, so he's no longer on the team. I don't know if that's considered a free agent signing or departure. Who knows? It's just Michael Gallup. He retired from the NFL. And their last ad this offseason was Jalen Guyton from the Chargers. Their key departures, no more pretty boy Jimmy Garoppolo. He's now a Ram. Brian Hoyer, he's now gone. Brandon Bolden, Josh Jacobs, the last couple years, Josh Jacobs has been their workhorse until last year. He just was god-awful at every aspect, and he got hurt. And he went to the Green Bay Packers. Wide receiver DeAndre Carter, Hunter Renfro, like I said, got released, and Austin Hooper went to the Patriots as well as a tight end. The last team in the AFC West is the Los Angeles Chargers. In the draft, they drafted second round Ladd McConkey out of Georgia. He is very skilled route running ability. He can get open. He could find the zone. He also did play some kick return specialists at University of Georgia. They also drafted Kamai Vidal out of Troy in the sixth round. Seen reports recently that he might not even make the team. I thought originally he would. It's all a toss-up currently with him on the backfield They also drafted two wide receivers in the seventh round, one being Jerry Rice's son, Brandon Rice, from USC in the seventh round. And Harbaugh did draft one of his guys, Cornelius Johnson, from Michigan, wide receiver. Not much to talk about. They might make the team, they might not. Hard to say. I think Rice is better than Johnson, hence why he got drafted 25 picks before him. During the offseason, with their free agent moves, Easton Stick re-signed. And I did have him in a Dynasty Championship with him and Jake Browning. Thank God they won me the championship. But anyways, RBs, running backs, they both went from one Harbaugh to another. J.K. Dobbins, as long as he stays healthy, he can be a big contributor to the team. But that's only if he could stay healthy. He has lingering issues with his injuries. The other running back that came from Baltimore is Gus the Bus, Gus Edwards. 2-year deal, $6.5 million. They also added DJ Chark, which is just another crowded wide receiver room, and who knows how it's going to pan out. Will Disley also signed a 3-year deal as a tight end. He's more of a blocking tight end, and we know Harbaugh likes to run since he always did in college. The probably best pass catching tight end is Hayden Hurst that they signed for a deal this offseason. In the key departure areas, Will Greer, quarterback, went to the Eagles. Austin Eckler, he's been big hit or miss in the last year. He was terrible, but his redraft leagues probably the last 4 years in the first round. He's not until way later this year. He went to the Commanders. Joshua Kelly, he got released. Their wide receiver room is one of the most depleted targets vacated with the trade to the Bears. Keenan Allen has now been shipped to the Bears. That's a huge loss, I feel like, for Justin Herbert. Alex Erickson, not much. He's just more a kick returner. Jalen Guyton went to the Raiders. He was their wide receiver 3 for a while, and wide receiver 4, depending on if Joshua Palmer was healthy or if Keenan Allen was healthy, and Mike Williams, another key departure, if he was healthy. But he only lasted a few games, and he's now no longer on the team. He's on the Jets this year. And Gerald Everett went to the Bears as well. So they have vacated targets all throughout the top three wide receivers and their tight end. There you guys have it for the offseason moves for the AFC teams. Next episode is offseason moves for the NFC team. So be sure to check back and see who went where and who drafted by who. Also follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. If you have any questions, you could always email us at fantasyendzonepodcast@gmail.com, and I'll look to see it. I'll see you guys later.